This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Who gave us amazing presentation yesterday on their research corner at MUT. Quite interesting. They are final year students. First and third year. Nice, interesting. So you came together and they did an amazing presentation yesterday. So Opilile Mbanjwa and Sianda are joining me on Eve Kubangene Breakfast Show. Colleagues, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Siyabonga, if you can just introduce yourself, sir. Ubani kama?
I'm Sianda Mtsembo. I'm first year diploma student in nature conservation.
Can you just please speak a little bit louder?
Yeah, and we also do have Pilile. Hi, Pilile.
Hi.
Can't complain. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure Tando, you can hear us now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Perfect.
Definitely. Okay, so if you can just tell us about the research, what was the research all about? What was the topic here research here?
The topic here research here too was about investigating challenges associated with livestock farming and biodiversity stewardship at Tsikwangwanase, which is located in the northern of KwaZulu-Natal.
Wow. In the Mozambique border.
Yes, it's near the Mozambique border.
Wow. So the research, so you guys had to go there. Noma, you had a connections. What is happening there? What was the process, your project here?
Okay. Usianda is from that area. So okay. I collaborated with him in terms of doing research because we were born at theft livestock in the Malawi since in the Wayanga Kubu. Ngoba itwisha even seduze kumngcele wase Mozambique.
Okay. And mhlambe what were the findings enwatholile kwi research yenu?
My findings eswatholile kwi research yethu animal diseases ukuthi kuba controller kanjani futhi ngoba kwabantu abadala so abanayo knowledge ukuthi bangawa control kanjani ama diseases abo nanama veterinary services right are limited so abazi nanokubagcine.
Yes. And also ama findings we suggest ukuthi ama farmers akulanda they do need training because ezinye ama challenges abafisana nawo khona indlela abenza ngayo but kuba khona ama recommendations abangaba recommendela bona angabangcono compared to lokho abakwenzayo bona njengamanje. So it was basically like a research gap.
Wow, that is quite interesting, guys. If I can just ask, because you guys, one is first year, omunye oga third year with nature conservation. Just telling someone osemakhaya kubaleke ngani to conserve in nature, no imvelaphi yethu, because we say imvelo, right? Rather imvelo. As we know, with you guys, I'm a plants, it's everything, even insects for that matter. Kubaleke ngani to conserve umhlaba even is big and jalo is imvelo kuthini.
Can I take that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Based on what I have seen since ngenza in service training as imvelo KZN and wildlife, ngibonile ukuthi kubalekile ukonga imvelo ngoba abantu uyabalekelela nabo imvelo laba kakhulukazi abasuke besondelene nazo iziqhingi ngoba iyilwane kusuke kwezangakubo and futhi bayafika ama-tourist a-generator imali ngokuthi bafike bezovakashela lezo zindawo and futhi kunama-outside B&Bs abantu abafike balale khona. That's also a sort of income, and also there's a community levy percentage that is contributed by ama lodge aphakathi kwawo ezemvelo and is distributed to ama communities asuke engalapho and leyo mali leyo isiza umphakathi. So that's
amazing, man. Yesterday we had Dr. Stemble Nkosi. Was here kunjani umsebenza no doc?
Oh, kumnandi. It's really challenging.
Challenging. Do tell.
Miss Dr. Nkosi, sorry about that. Like, we just push to become better versions of ourselves, because, you know, she sees the bigger picture that, you know, we aren't able to see.
Wow, no, that's nice. No, I don't want to hold you for long, guys. I know, you know, Msebenzi omningi, Siyanda, and Philly, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We're still going to be calling more of your colleagues and students to unpack our research, but keep up doing the good work. Next time, you might get funding to go and assist those farmers about, say, Emangus. You said Emangus.
Yes.
So assist those first. I was actually there over the weekend, by the way, Mvela Busha. Quite an interesting area, that one. And they made us eat ama peanut, istambu, that's mixed with ama peanut. It was the first time gila istambu mixed with ama peanut. So it was quite interesting. Wow, interesting. No, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us on MUT Radio. That is Usiyanda Nophilile joining us on Ivukubangele Breakfast Show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.